Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie, how's it going?
Well, hello, you little Benini Tunes.
How are you doing? Did you have a good weekend?
Good. I did have a good weekend. I was like, you're not going to play video games. All you can do is read or learn piano. So I had a really weird weekend of basically sleeping. Let's face it. I played my piano lessons like 10 minutes and then tried reading a book that was really lame and then slept a lot. So I'm in a loony mood. What are you
That's
up
great.
To?
You know, I've been puttering around a little bit more. I've been doing some cooking. It's been great. I feel like I'm almost back to life. I'm almost back to normal. I'm essentially normal now. But I still have every now and then out of nowhere like a monkey cough descends and I'm like, ugh! But you know, life is good.
Well, good. I'm glad that you're much better from the vid and everything's going well. Now we can all worry about monkeypox. Just gather and rub our peepees together and just hope we don't get it.
I'm not touching anyone anytime soon. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, what's nice starting off with some positivity. Monkeypox, yay, welcome. But yeah, it was fun. I'm really glad to be back home at Watch What Crappens.
Yeah. So today we're recapping Real Housewives of Atlanta. Tonight, though, we have on Spotify Live, we have Take a Seat. And we're going to be, it's our live show that we do every single week. It's on at 10 o'clock on the East Coast, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. And we just talk Bravo for an hour. We'll talk. You guys can ask us questions. We'll ask you guys questions. All that fun stuff. It's really fun to do. If you miss it, like, no sweat. It is saved on Spotify. But it's always great if you are there because there's just always... You know, it's fun to like be part of the whole chat and the chatter, and it's just really cool. So come join us. It's free. Spotify Live. It's the Spotify Live app. You can also listen just on Spotify. So it's really easy. And that's our big thing for tonight.
Yeah, live is important because the best part of that show is the discussion room where you guys talk.
Yeah.
We read it. We try and keep up. We can't keep up with it throughout the show, obviously, the whole thing, because it goes by so fast. But... God, it's funny. So that's one thing you're missing live. So go check it out. Thanks for everybody who joins. We're super excited to do it, guy. And today is a very big day because today Marlo tries to take over Atlanta and be the diva in charge.
Yeah.
And boss everybody around and say who can do this and who can't do this. She tries to pull a Nene. Marlo, ma'am, no. Sorry, fail. Huge fail, but it was very, very funny to watch, for sure.
It was a hilarious episode. It was just such a silly fight that went on forever in this driveway. And basically, the women are all up in Blue Ridge, Georgia, and they're still there. And they're right now, we're seeing them, they're driving back from the restaurant that they were just at. And they've got like a nice little tower of take-home boxes, which I think is so great. I love this cabin that they're staying at is stocked with food. Like, they come back, there's like trays out, there's all these platters, and they're still like, oh, we're taking this food home. You know, like, that was such a relatable thing, that little stack of to-go boxes.
I like that as they're driving, they show a shot out the van window, and it was of a rig. It was of a big rig. I'm like, wow, they're on a big rig now. You never know where this show is going to go.
I would love that.
So, and Marlo's like, well, guys, we're going to come home. It's going to be a great day. We're going to have a catered dinner. We're going to play some games. We're going to make some s'moreses.
S'moreses? I didn't even hear her say that. That's hilarious. So they get back to the house and we sort of see, it's like producer cam. It's like cell phone footage of, you know, Sheree is like, we got to keep the doors closed. We might get bears. And Candy's like, you're lying. She's like, no, there are bears out there. I'm just imagining like the, what, what, like gay bears are out there just wanting to come in and get like selfies with the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
It's us. It's just us by the trash cans. Like, girl, Marlo's going to try it. Watch.
Yeah, exactly. So
Marlo gives a PSA announcement at 11:15. She's like, this is a PSA announcement. If Kenya doesn't come tonight or by tomorrow morning by breakfast, yes, I changed the rules. I don't want her here because that's not cool. S'morses!
Yeah. So now it's the morning. And It's the typical morning on a housewives trip stuff that we're seeing. People FaceTiming their kids, people, you know, FaceTiming their husbands, et cetera, et cetera.
Husbands credit for doing very basic things.
Basic, thank you.
Like, Drew's like, oh my God, I saw that video of you doing the kids' hair, Ralph. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, because Ralph, there's like a video of Ralph being like, whoa, my kid. Their hair is done. They're ready to go to school. I did that. It's like, congratulations. You combed your child's hair and put like a little twisty tie in there. It's like what you're supposed to be doing.
So Drew is just hoping that Fatoum isn't coming, which, you know, of course, I'm hoping that Fatoum busts down the door any moment now.
I love Fatoum.
You know, I love Fatoum too, because she's like an old character in like a 1920s movie. You know, it's like, yeah, you want a piece of me? Bring it, Dan. You want a piece of me?
Yeah, I feel like she works on a dock. You know, like, yeah, I know what happened the other night. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Yeah, okay, $30. I'll tell you. I seen him. He went over there.
Yeah, and on the weekend, she has like a sequined headband that she wears around her forehead, you know, with like a glitter flapper dress. That's how I see her, with a cigarette on a big, long cigarette holder.
You want a piece of me? Bring it on there.
She sells cigarettes out of a little like a tray around her waist at nightclubs.
Yeah, you want some sickies? Come on, it's 35 cents a cig. Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jacks, bitch.
She's basically an all-purpose vendor. Just anywhere. Baseball game, nightclub, dock, wherever you need a vendor, she's there.
So Drew's like, I just don't know why they would put me at the mercy of someone who's only giving me drama. Oh, be quiet. So then Kenya is running down the hill to be on time so she doesn't get kicked out of the day.
Yeah.
And she makes it into the house. And that's really all I had to say. I don't know why I had to keep speaking like I had an actual sentence. I didn't.
Well, no, because she goes in the house and she's, you know, Kenya's doing the Kenya thing where she is now being super friendly. So it's like, oh my God, Kenya. She's like, hi. And she knows she basically wants him to beg for her to stay. And, but like, she's just playing her thing, her game, right? So, you know, everyone's like hugging her. And Kenya goes into Drew's room first, which is surprising. And then she's like checking out Drew's boobs. And, you know, they're just like, it's a lot of like,
this is so rude. Happening. She's like, let me see your boobs. Let me see them. So Drew's like, oh my God, okay. And so she looks down her shirt and she goes, oh yeah, there's a scar. Yeah, you have that like mine. Yeah, like that line going down because of the lift, right? Your room's messy. It's like, wow, way to just violate Drew. I mean, I don't love Drew, but it's not like she's putting her boobs out there to be called scarred. Like, what the hell? Who does that?
Yeah. So then Marlo comes over and tries to hug Kenya, but Kenya won't hug her because Kenya's like, I just don't play those phony games. So no, I won't go in for your fake hug when you see that I'm here and early. Like, Kenya, you are like the queen of the fake game. Let's be honest, right? This entire scene is the fake game.
Right, it said, look what a good person I am, just to show what a shitty person Marlo is. So she's, you know, dancing around and twirling around, trying way too hard. And Marlo's like, Kenya's not going to kill my vibe. We're going gem mining.
I think this is like the worst activity that's been on a Bravo roster since Kristen, what's her face, took everyone GPS geocaching in Montana.
Oh, that was amazing. What are you talking about?
Well, no, meaning like on paper. Worst on paper.
I mean, that geocaching was hilarious.
I mean, the geocaching was the birth of like Geraldine Parsons Smith.
Okay? Yeah, I was going to say, especially for us. So this one, I pictured like a mine where they go down to the mine. Same. And they have like some pickaxes and they're clink, clink, clink. Oh, I found something. It's shiny. Mm-hmm. Not just sifting sand in a bucket.
Yeah. Like, did anyone else have this idea that maybe that guy just like bought sand and got some cheap ass rocks and put them in the sand and put them in each bucket? Like, like, we don't believe those are like naturally discovered gems.
No, it's
right?
Like a kiddie place. No, it's a kiddie place where they put a bunch of gems. I think that you can skip the line and just buy a bag of them, if I remember correctly. They're just all the cheap little marble gems that they throw in the dirt. And kids are like, wow. Yeah. And then you go home, you know?
It's so like when you anyway. Put your penny in a machine and it comes out as an oval. And as a kid, you're like, that was the coolest thing ever. And now, and like as an adult, you're like, well, now I'm 1 cent poorer.
Everyone's so excited to hear about this scene. I know. We're gonna get to gem mining, guys.
It was a pretty intense episode.
But we'll get there.
If you wanna solve inflation, have everyone go to one of those penny things. Then you have less money in the population. Boom, solved. You're welcome, everyone. Prices go down again.
So Kenya's dancing around, really trying, and Marlo's like, well, Kenya, when you have time, come holler at me in my room. Did you hear me, Kenya? Kenya, did you hear me? I would like to have a discussion. Kenya's like,
I did hear you.
So Marlo's approaching this all wrong, too. Like, are you really expecting Kenya, of all people, to come grovel to you? This is a cast trip on a television show that Kenya's been the star of for a very long time. Okay. Yeah. You don't get to just come in and act like you have a bathroom key on a very long wooden log, okay?
Yeah.
You have all the power of the bathroom key. You do not get that, okay? You're a substitute teacher.
Yeah. It's not going to work. I mean, Kenya and Marlo have truly the worst personalities for each other because, as the women say later, you know, when Marlo feels like she's being dismissed, she just lashes out. And when someone lashes out at Kenya, Kenya just dismisses them. So they're in a vicious cycle and it's never going to get better. But Marlo is, I guess she thinks that she is going to somehow be able to fix it, even though she's just like a super active contributor to it. So, you know, we know it's not going to get fixed anytime soon.
You're so sweet. How much thought you put into it. Like, these are two assholes. Okay.
Yeah.
These are two selfish assholes. And that's all they care about is themselves. So have fun with this guy. Have fun, everybody else on the trip. So Sonia goes to Kenya and she's like, so you are staying tonight, right? And she's like, well, I mean, my clothes are always in the car. Which is kind of a sad statement. But she says that if she can't get a charge on her car, then she'll stay.
Mm-hmm. So she's already kind of like building in the excuses of why she would stay, even, you know, so that way she doesn't seem like someone who caved into it. But then, so now Marlo's like bitching to her manager, Ty, and, you know, about Kenya, and Ty's saying that, like, she goes, you know, Marlo, you know, I love that you are being the bigger person here because that's who you are. I mean, you're hosting a fabulous trip for the weekend. She can be a Sourpuss or she can jump on the train. And if she doesn't know how to act, she can go. I'm like, wait, since when is Marlo the bigger person? I've literally never seen Marlo be the bigger person ever. She literally threw her nephews out. Okay. I don't see how Marlo is the bigger person.
I mean, the only time that it matters is like on the teacups ride. I think that's the only time that holds any weight. It's like, I'm sorry, you're the bigger person. You're going to have to not be on the teacups. Okay. You're causing the teacups to fly off of the rail. Okay. But yeah, she's, I mean, you know, it's a fight between who's the bigger person between Marlo and Kenya. So,
yeah.
So, Sonia is telling Kenya, you know, come on. Like, when you came in, Marlo said she had something for you, and then you didn't go to get it, which that wasn't very nice. And Kenya's like, why would I hurry to get it? I didn't bring my sage with me. I don't know what kind of demons are in those gifts. Okay, all right.
Yeah, and Sonia's doing this whole thing like, well, Marlo's going through so much right now and she needs people who love and support her in this moment. I'm like, wait, what is Marlo going through again right now? I'm just trying to remember. Is it
the pain of kicking out her nephews, I guess.
the pain of traumatizing her nephews? Is that what she's going through?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, not only look, that, you know, that whole situation, okay. But then you go out of town on a luxury vacation. Like, what the hell? Who does that? So, she's very traumatized.
That's what it was, because she was like, I need this vacation to recharge. That way I can bring the boys back and be a better mom to them, or Monty. So in some ways, she's going to somehow, I imagine she's going to blame Kenya for the indirect trauma that the kids will have to endure because she's not recharged enough the way that she wants to be for her nephews.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's what she does. Great. Pretty much. Yeah. Good guess. So Sonya's like, you know, like she's sensitive, and she's like, well, but you know, she's not just like that with me. It's with everybody, because she even does it to her own nephews. She kicked them out because she had a hard time. And yeesh. Sonya's like, well, yeah, but she didn't think she'd ever have children. So, you know, you have to feel for her because she's taking on something, and Kenya's just doing the little fingers. She goes, little is violin. That the world's tiniest violins? She goes, yes! And then Kenya goes into her trauma monologue.
Yeah. She's like, you can't give a child back. I ran away when that happened to me because she starts talking about how her grandma, like she was sent to live with her grandma, and then her grandma couldn't deal with her. So her grandma like sent her back to wherever she was, and Kenya jumped out of a moving van and like rolled out of the van and then like hid with her ex-boyfriend for weeks. They couldn't find her, etc. There may have been a dead coyote. I'm not sure, but, Then it's basically like this is everything that Marlo is doing is ultimately triggering all of Kenya's like, you know, childhood trauma that she endured.
Yeah. So she's like, you know, I'm offended as a mom, which we know is like the worst way to be offended, because regular people being offended is one thing. But if you add as a mom to the end of anything, oh, the other person is fucked in the argument. That offends me. As a mom. I was like, ooh, yeah. okay, you win.
That's
like
that's the finishing move. Because if I say, that offends me as someone who owns an air fryer, people are like,
yeah, it doesn't work. Know. Yeah. But mom. Like, if they don't want to take your return at Ross, you have to be like, listen, I don't have the receipt, but I just got it here 2 weeks ago. As a mom. And they're like, yes, sir. Right away.
Yeah. That's actually probably one of the best motivations to have children, is that way you can start saying the as a mom thing. Because right now I can't really wholeheartedly say that. But
sure, maybe you can. Like, what are they going to do? Fucking Google you at the customer service line? Just say as a mom. Like, prove me wrong, fucker.
And they say, well, sir, you'd be a father because you're a man. I'd be like, oh, you don't know. You know, I would.
Well, I live in a neighborhood where everybody's like married with kids, you know, and so I'm like the weirdo on the block. It's just, hey, is that guy still wearing the same holy shorts that he wore last week to put his trash out? Has anybody seen him leave? That's me on the street. So when I talk to people, they say, so when did y'all move in? Because that's like everybody's tricky way, I guess. And so I say, oh, we've been there about 2.5 years now. We love it. And it just keeps them confused because it's like my power. I'm like, oh, you think you're going to one-up me with your family? Well, we love our house as well.
So. Yeah, Bueller gets, you know, you and Bueller are a we together.
Yes, and I will pull out the as a mom. What do you mean no lake parking? Well, as a mom, that's very difficult. They're like, okay, sir, you can park right by the lake.
I'm a mother, damn it.
So Kenya's like, yeah, you know, she doesn't care about me if she can treat her own nephews like that. And she's basically like, listen, fuck Marlo, but I'm still coming on this trip. And if she can pester me over, just go away, just leave me alone, you know. So by the way, Sonya immediately runs up to Tattletale.
Yeah. And I just also want to point out that the reason why we know that Kenya, like, citing her childhood trauma and how it's been triggered, why we know that this sort of feels a little bullshitty, is because she was mad at Marlo before she found out about the nephews also. So, like, you were already mad. Like, it's not like, oh, I was down with Marlo and then I found out what she did and it offends me so much as a mother that therefore I have a hard time staying in your house. Like, you already actually just really didn't like Marlo. So her bringing up that story is more, I think, just a way to be like, here's my story, you know?
Yeah. And have some gravitas behind it.
Yes, exactly. Trying to get some sort of like sanctimonious, like higher ground for why she doesn't like Marlo. But yes. The thing is, it's Marlo. You don't need sanctimonious higher ground. It's really easy. You can just be
You're
like,
already on the higher ground. Yeah, yeah, you're talking to Marlo. She tried to ride the teacups and she's 6'5". So
yeah. Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Sonia runs. Well, first Sonia's like, you can stay with me in my room, which, wow, that makes me want to give up my private cabin. I don't know about anybody else. I can share a room with a twin bed with somebody I barely know. Sounds great. Get the bellhop.
No, you share a room with an Olympian. That's what you get.
Even worse.
Four-time winner.
Fucking worse.
So, actually, Sonia.
I mean, I would show up to the room every day out of breath. Like, did you just exercise? No, I just walked down the hall from the bathroom. It was exhausting. You want to talk about your fucking medals again? Go ahead.
That offends me. As an Olympian.
As an Olympian mother.
Mom Olympics. So, anyway, Sonia. Yeah, Sonia's like trying to get her to come to her room. And meanwhile, she goes up to Sheree, and Sheree's in the kitchen. And I don't know if you noticed this, but they cut to what Sheree was eating. Eggs and a waffle. It's a waffle. You know, it was as close as I could get to a waffle. I mean, a womelet. Without it actually being a womelet.
Oh, I hope someone starts a fight just so you can hear, as a womelet. You just look down. What's your problem, womelet?
Well, unfortunately, there's no womelet. There's no waffle iron here, so in order to recreate the womelet experience, I just had to make a waffle and some eggs and put them very close to each other.
So Sonia's like, oh my God, you know, Kenya's here, but she really dropped a lot on me. She goes, what? And she's like, let's go talk to Marlo together. So Sonia, I mean, I get like you're trying to earn your check, but geez.
No, it's first season optimism where you think you can, like, you're going to be the sensible one. You've been to the Olympics. You are from, you understand the world. You've been around literally every nation in the world in one place. So you've like learned things and you think, I will be the one that can fix this. This is what the show has been waiting for. And we've seen people do this. We saw Lynn Curtin try to do this with Tamara and Gretchen years ago. That didn't work out. Okay. And I don't know why Sonia thinks that she's above Lynn Curtin.
Well, she ruined the whole episode. So thanks, Sonia. Anyone who is annoyed with this episode can blame Sonia. This should have happened over gem mining. Okay. But we had to watch this in a driveway is Sonia's fault.
Yeah. So the producer's like, can you explain the difference between bone collecting and peacemaking? And Sonia's like, well, with bone collecting, you know, you're just going to go back with the tea and you have no intention of making things better. And then she basically is like, you know, a peacemaker wants things to get better. But the thing is this, every bone collector always claims they want to make things better. So not sure there's a big difference.
Yeah. So she's like, Marlo, we have to talk. Let's move to this room. Let's just have a talk. She's like, oh my God, this looks serious. So she's like, you know, I really like you and Kenya, but, you know, this trip is all about you, Marlo, because we're here to pour into you. Okay. Also, stop saying things like pour into you. Fuck off with that. Don't fucking pour into me. How about that? I'm pouring into enough things by myself. I pour into seats. I pour onto the couch. I'm pouring enough myself. Okay. Keep your pores to yourself.
We are pouring. We are pouring. That's what you said to your people on the street. We're pouring right now.
As a mother.
As a mother, I am pouring myself into this child. Okay. I am offended.
Oh. So she's like, yeah, we're here to pour ourselves into you, Marlo. But Kenya's just here to hang out with us. Not even you, she said. Like, she said she's just here to hang out with us. So, oh my God, Marlo. So Marlo's like, oh, really? And she goes, yeah, and she even has opinions about the boys. And she's like, well, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, so, like, of course, they probably should not have, like, I think there probably was a way to do that without triggering Marlo in that way, but it would have been very difficult. And of course, now Marlo is closing off, and she's like, first of all, let that bitch know I'm not parenting. And Marlo's like, I came and I did this trip for peace, which is why I said if you don't do exactly what I say, you're gonna be kicked out. This is for peace, okay? So I don't want bad energy.
Well, Sonia knows what she's doing. She's doing it on purpose, because you don't go up to any housewife and say they're criticizing your parenting, because that's like the number one thing where people have any excuse in the world to lose their marbles and start screaming and yelling and going, how dare you bring my children into this? You know, it's like classic housewife. So she knows what she's doing. It's like she's not getting enough of a reaction out of Marlo. So she's like, also, she said, you're not pouring yourself into parenting. So go get it, girl.
Yeah. I also have to imagine that I imagine when you're a new reality show cast member, it's your first reality show, you probably are also susceptible to all the producer tricks, because the producers probably told Sonia, you know, I think what would probably make it better is if they just could communicate. Like, maybe you could be that person who could, like, get Marlo to understand what Kenya's saying. And Sonia's like, yes, I could be that person. You know, and then probably by season two, they're like, I'm not falling for that again, producer. I'm not doing your dirty work.
Well, yeah, they have to get the newbies to do it, because the people who have been here for 10 years aren't doing shit. I'll tell you that much. It's like, let's cut to Candy very slowly eating the crust off of bread while she stares out a window. You know, let's cut to Sheree, you know, picking her toe while she, you know, tries to figure out, you know, how to make a omelet. You know, they're not doing shit. So,
yeah, exactly. So so then Marlo is like, Marlo basically says she's not going to allow Kenya onto the bus to go gem mining unless they have a one-on-one. And then she's like, okay, Sonia, Sheree, okay, let's pray. Pray with me. Okay. I want her to leave my nephews out of this. I don't want her to mention them anymore. Lord, please let Kenya leave Michael and William out of her mouth. And whatever she's going through, help her so she can be a grown, mature, 60-year-old woman. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
So then we're back in the kitchen, and it's Kenya, Candy, and Mineta. And Kenya's like, are we going hiking or something? What are we doing today? And they're like, gem mining. And she's like, is that what people do up here in the mountains?
Sheree's like, I mean, if you ask me, I would have stayed home and mastered my womlet, but that's okay. We'll gem mine instead.
So Kenya has set up a meeting for Sheree and her business person of some kind. So she's like, are you ready, Sheree? Do you have a notebook to take your notes? This is a very important meeting, Sheree. Sheree's like, well, I will have a notebook ready. I think right now I'm putting 1,000% into Sheba Sheree. She's like, stop talking and just do it, Sheree. Where is your notebook?
Yeah, by the way, we never come back to this. I thought what was going to happen was because the gem mining was delayed so intensely from the fight that Sheree was going to miss the call, or like Kenya was going to stay behind and Sheree was going to be at gem mining. And I thought this was going to become an issue, but we actually never wound up seeing this phone call.
It's probably just, Nene, come back, Nene.
Dr. Jeff. Dr. Jeff is giving advice on how to run Sheba Sheree. Might not be a bad idea.
Well, the problem is the supply lines. Nene, supply chain issues. Am I right, guys?
So Marlo's just like talking about gem mining and stuff. And then there's a knock at the door. And guess what?
It's Fatoum!
So everyone's like, yeah, everyone's like so excited except for Drew. Drew's like, oh my God, so amazing. This is amazing. This is great. So I'm thrilled. I love Fatoum's like hothead energy, but it's kind of like, it's like not like big hothead. It's just sort of like, just very like friend of hothead in a way that works for me. I'm excited.
Well, this becomes Housewives auditions, right? It becomes like open call seeking housewives. Okay, you've got an episode. Go. And I feel like Drew is still doing that. Drew is still very like Housewives auditions. Fatoum is doing it. Sonia's running around tattletaling. That's her like little audition. Marlo is auditioning to be like the new, you know, head bitch in charge or whatever. Right. And it just becomes like a big community theater mess. But Fatoum is hilarious because she comes in like a big Pia Zadora fur. She's like, it's me, Fatoum. Anybody got a problem with it? I'm like, hi, Fatoum. Fatoum, why are you hitting the banister?
Pray the fuck with me. You want a piece of me? You want a piece?
And banister said your husband's gay. Not me. I didn't say it. Your banister said it.
So Marlo is like, hey, Kenya, can you stay back a second? I want to speak to you before we go on the sprinter. So Kenya ignores her. So then Marlo has to say it again. Kenya, can you stay back a second? I want to speak to you. And basically, Kenya's like, let me figure it out. She's basically just giving her a total cold shoulder.
Well, Kenya, yeah, ignores her, but then Marlo keeps going, we're not leaving until you speak to me, Kenya. Can you hear me, Kenya? And Kenya's like, okay. And then we get this weird horror movie thing where Kenya starts walking quickly through the house, and Marlo's following her, but Kenya keeps going through doorways and then disappearing, and then you just hear, in echoes like a horror movie, and Kenya is just running through the house and won't let Marlo catch her, to the point where all the cameramen are chasing Kenya, and now everything's in disarray, and they end up upstairs, and you see all the cameramen exhausted around the room.
They're just on like a loop through the basement and back upstairs again. And the thing is that, like, So Kenya ignored Marlo the first time, and then when Marlo was like, when she asked again, she was, you know, when Kenya was like, let me figure it out, Marlo was like, well, you don't have to figure it out. You can figure out how to get in your car and go, which is really not the tone you're going to have if you're going to try to have some, you know, like, if you're going to mend things, right? So now Marlo is like insulting Kenya during this entire march through the house. And so the more Marlo insults Kenya, the more Marlo is like, I won't speak to you, not with that tone. I told you, don't speak to me like that. I told you, don't speak to me like that, which of course makes Marlo go at her even harder.
Right. So we get this horror movie segment, and then Marlo, finally, they're all upstairs, right? All the ladies are there. They're getting ready to leave. And so Kenya kind of gets in the middle of all the ladies, and Marlo's like, Kenya, we are going to talk. Kind of stomps up, and Kenya's like, oh my God, get off of me. Get off of me. Do not get physical with me. And acting like Marlo is going to beat her up. So yeah. Marlo's like, come on, stop trying to play like I'm violent, because it makes you look bad as a black queen. And Kenya's doing the thing where she's just talking random things over Marlo every time Marlo tries to talk.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh God, these two should just not be on the same season. It's exhausting. It is exhausting.
I mean, I was cracking up. And Kenya was like, listen, Kenya, at this point, she's not insulting you. It's getting to the point because you're making it extra difficult. And Kenya's like, she can stand here and say what she has to say with everyone present. That's what it was. So she's like, I don't want to have a one-on-one. I want her to say it in front of everyone. It's just so funny on these shows because you can't win. It's either like, I can't believe you would say that to me in front of everyone. And then someone now being like, let's talk privately. No, if you've got to say something to me, you say it in front of everyone.
Right. So Candy's like, yeah, but you're the one who said you don't like people agitating you on purpose. And now that's what you're doing. And she's like, well, I don't like when people insult me. And Marlo's like, oh, come on. You spoke about my nephews. Kenya, have a safe trip back. Have a safe trip back. Have a safe trip back. So she just keeps repeating that while Kenya's, you know, repeating herself, and they're just doing the, like, repeating sentences over each other, squawking, basically.
And then Marlo is like, you better not in your life ever put Michael and William's names in your mouth again. Kenya, no one in this group will take me away from Michael and William. I'm like, just a reminder, you were the one who actually sent them away. It's not so much, will they take you away? It's more like, will you take them back?
Right. So, Kenya's like, well, yeah, you gave them away. Yeah. And she's like, well, you know what? Leave them out of it. You're supposed to be so classy, but you're just trash. And then you have that awful booty inflated. I'm going to post that today, how awful your booty is.
And then Manetta, who is there, Manetta's like, I have never been around women acting like this. Candy, where did you bring me? Can we just be adults and get to our destination? Please. No, Manetta, you're on the Real Housewives of Atlanta, okay? This is not Antiques Roadshow, okay? You signed up for this. This is part of the deal.
This is Auntie's Roadshow, okay?
Yeah.
Not Antiques Roadshow. Also, you're fired and you're cut from this audition, ma'am, okay?
That's the one
thing I don't want to hear in the audition lineup. It's like, I cannot be around women with no manners. Okay, bye. Bye now.
Yeah, like if you're going to do that vibe, then you have to do that vibe with like a fuddy-duddy vibe. Like, you have to be like Kim Fields, okay? You can't be like, oh, I'm just like fun Manetta. And you know that like Manetta's in trouble because I don't believe that Fatoum was supposed to be a friend of. I think that, you know, Fatoum popped off on Drew that one episode and actually didn't even really pop off on Drew. She just said the thing about the gay thing with Ralph. And then the producers were like, whoa, 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 whoa. Who is this? Who is Fatoum? And I feel like Fatoum is like stealing way more of the show than Manetta is.
Yes. She's good. She's a good auditioner. You know, she's a person. They're like, okay, now it's the tap dance segment. They're like, clicka, 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 a clicka, clicka, clicka. There's no business. It's like, ma'am, this is not the singing section of the show. But she's just up there doing wings and singing a solo anyway. And they're like, you know what? That girl's got gumption.
She's the actor who shows up dressed in costume for the audition, you know, like that's what she is. She's like, it's a lumberjack.
Like, look at my headshot. I could be secretary, I could be president.
Like, yeah, okay. she has the quad. Yeah, the four images. So so Marlo is now, they're going out to the cars. Okay, so Marlo is like, why are we waiting on this bitch? Let's go. Come on. Do not let the immature 5-year-old in the white jacket ride in here. She's not wanted. Okay, so that's what she's telling drivers, whatever. But Kenya gets into the car. And Marlo is like pissed because Marlo does not want Kenya. Now Kenya, who like claimed she didn't even want to come on this trip. And Kenya, who begrudgingly joined up with the women today, is now adamant that she must go gem mining because it's just annoying Marlo so much.
Yes. So Kenya sits in the car, but Marlo won't let any of the cars leave if Kenya's coming, because she's saying Kenya can't come. So now everybody's just stuck in the driveway. It's like a driveway quagmire. Okay. Nobody's going to go anywhere. And they both stand their ground. I mean, it becomes forever. So Marlo's like, wait, I'm not going anywhere with her. And Kenya's like, you're nothing but a loser. I'm an icon. You're an ex-con. Bitch, bye. I was like, wow. Brandon did a good job on that one.
Give I liked him a, it.
Yeah.
I
give him a raise.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you to the gays who wrote that line for her. I appreciated it. So
30 minutes later in the driveway.
Yeah, 30 minutes later, they've got like a TikTok voice going.
Yeah.
And they're still fighting. And Sheree's like, you got the shade assassin and the fashionista, and these bitches are taking it to the driveway. I like that shade assassin and fashion. Like, normally you would say, like, ooh, shade assassin and, like, I don't know, like, word ninja or something like that. But fashionista is not like a. If someone said you got a shade assassin and a fashionista, unless I heard it wrong, Ronnie, but I feel like. Oh, there's a shade assassin and a fashionista going at it. I'd be like, oh, well, the shade assassin's going to win, right? Fashionista, this is not a fashionista battle.
Yeah, you need to make it fair. You need to be like, well, you've got hot and you've got hot. Now, is it a fashionista or a maxinista?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's watch. Yeah.
That's a battle, a fashionista versus a maxinista. But a shade assassin versus a fashionista, I'm like,
Right.
I'm just like, what?
So there still are. Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it just means, like, I feel bad for Marlo that she doesn't have a nickname that works for this.
Hot or Hot. I still love those commercials. I will not give it up, and it is Hot, by the way, to everybody who's like, oh, wait, is it Hot or is it Hot? It's Hot. Hot Couture. Just don't add the T. You have to say Hot Couture.
So Sheree's like, Kenya, she felt like this is her trip and you came into the house and you didn't even acknowledge her. And Kenya's like, I said hello. And we see a flashback of Kenya just being like, ha! And she like walks into the house.
Yeah, but why does somebody have to, you know, Kenya is always an asshole, you know, and I'm always anti-Kenya. I think Kenya's a jackass. But Kenya's doing a lot better this season, I think, in balancing everything. I think she's doing a good, I'm enjoying her this season. And I think she's acting like an asshole today, but why is it a rule that you have to go somewhere and kiss Marlo's ass? I mean, Marlo's always telling her, oh, yeah, you're abandoned just like your baby's daddy doesn't want you. And this Marlo's vile. She's disgusted. The words that come out of her mouth are fucking disgusting. Like, your own mom doesn't even like you. Whatever. No one needs to come kiss your ass. If anything, you need to be kissing their asses. You're on their show, ma'am.
Yeah, exactly. And especially because it's just funny because these trips, it's funny when the hosts get all into a tizzy about being a host for the trip, when it's like, this is just built in front by production. Production decided that they're going to go someplace and they said, okay, you're going to be the host of it. This is not like Marlo was like, ugh, I really want to arrange a girls trip and I'm going to invite all these people, you know? So she is on a real power trip. She's like, the producers chose me to host this trip, and she's on this power trip, and she is being a little bit of a girls trip Nazi, to be honest.
She's being the worst. You started it. This whole fight you started, and now you're trying to block Kenya, the star of the show, from being on a cast trip. Like, you don't have that power. Sorry. Nope. Sorry.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Kenya is not listening. She's not budging. So now it's like one hour in the driveway, yeah. 1 hour, 30 minutes in the driveway. And Candy's like, can we just call an Uber and leave their asses? Okay. I really want to gem mine.
Yeah.
Because everybody's like, I want to gem mine. That's like an activity I actually want to do. We're going to go gem mining.
They're all really excited about gem mining. They're excited. So they're just like, Drew is like begging, like, can we please go gem mining? I want real jewelry for once. And she just is like, so then she's like saying, it seems like they're maybe moving towards a resolution, like Kenny will ride in this car, but Marlo will ride in this car. But then Drew's like, well, I don't ride. She basically is like, I'm not going to ride with Fatoum. But I think she says something like, I'm not going to ride with this one or this bitch.
Because they're like, okay, well, let's go. She goes, okay, but then who's going to go in this car and who's going to go in that car? Because I want to go gem mining, but I'm not going to get in the car with this bitch.
Yeah.
Talking about Fatoum. So then Fatoum hears that, and then her big fur coat goes flying, you know, as her arms start waving, and then production has to come hold Fatoum back. She's doing that thing, and you just hear Fatoum squealing,
listen to me, don't you dare come at me, you got a problem with you, want it? Come get it then! Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jacks, bitch!
Hot dogs! I got hot dogs!
So now they're like, oh, geez. And they're just like lightly holding her back. You know, when they barely are touching her, but she's acting like it's taking 10 men to hold her back.
Yeah, and then Drew starts calling Fatoum, Sheree's lap dog. She's like, go pee in a bush. Arf, arf, arf. She's barking. She's your lap dog, Sheree. And Sheree's like, I don't have dogs. I have friends. And it's just like Fatoum being like, come at me.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Ice cream. Who wants ice cream? Got Ben and Jerry's. Got Frosty. Who wants some?
And Drew just keeps, you know, meh, 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 meh. And Fatoum's like, do, 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 do. Okay, now you're an ice cream truck. Okay.
So then Candy and Moneta decide that they're going to go around back to the house to just take pictures. Like, you want to go take pictures? So they just go to the back.
So then Fatoum is still being held back and like waving her arms around, and Drew is still barking, and Sheree goes, I did not call your husband gay, and I did not make your husband use multiple identities. Check your own house. So then Marlo is crying in bed, and she's like, I just wanted to get away. I didn't want all this drama. So Sonia and Sheree come, and they're like, come on, let's just go. Put your crown back on. And she's like,
she came at my kids. She came as a mother.
They're like, okay, take another few minutes. You as a mother does. Okay, take a few minutes.
And then meanwhile, Candy and Moneta have found a trampoline that's like in the grounds. They start bouncing on that. And then Fatoum, who was just being held back by security and screaming at Drew, is now bouncing on the trampoline also, like, smiling, having the best time. She just pivoted into joy. And now Kenya joins them, too. So they're, like, now half the cast is just bouncing on this trampoline. I'm surprised none of them got a twisted ankle.
Yes. And so then Marlo comes out and decides she's going to try. She's like, Marlo says things. I don't know what Marlo says a lot of the time. She goes, weren't we good yesterday, girls? And then she comes around here with bad dick and lands in bed with the devil. What does that mean? I didn't really understand. I probably wrote it down wrong, but at the time I was like, huh? So
that is Kenya's what she jumping. Said. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you got it too? It's like, yeah, what does that mean?
Like, she's like sleeping with the devil. I don't know. Yeah. It's just like, there was a lot of like, all of a sudden there was a lot of sort of like biblical kind of pseudo Christian, you know, references that were happening. I mean, they were Christian. They weren't pseudo Christian. Meaning that like it felt like all of a sudden there was a lot of talk about the devil and heaven and the Bible that I was like,
that
I don't.
I like that it's pseudo Christian. It's like, you know, Jesus and his kryptonite. It's like, wait a minute, that's mixing.
It was just like, let's just use some big concepts from Christianity and kind of like, you know, like apply them here in a way that doesn't totally make sense, but we're just by merely, you know, invoking these references, we therefore are like,
I'm correct because I'm more religious than you. Yeah. I'm saying Jesus a lot, so I'm correct.
Yeah.
So Kenya's jumping on the trampoline and having fake fun, you know, and you can tell because she's going, like her stupid fake laugh. Yeah. And then Marlo comes out and she gets off the trap. Marlo's like, all right, well, I'll jump with Kenya because then, you know, we can work it out if we just jump it out together. And then Kenya gets off the trampoline. She's like, no, I'm not going to do that. So then Kenya tells us, Marlo's behavior towards me reminds me of my marriage. I don't like when someone shows you that they care about you by hurting. Kenya, stop acting like you were just some 16-year-old who fell in love with a man. You fully knew who that man was. You cannot carry this around like a victim cross for the next 10 years of your life, okay? You spent like a total of 10 minutes in real life together with the guy.
Well, how about this? How about, like, that's fine if like, that's how she feel. Like, if Marlo reminds her of, like, a marriage where someone shows their, like, that they care for you by inflicting emotional harm. But how about, like, some of the energy you're bringing to Marlo? How about you bring that to Mark also? How about that? Then I'll be fine. So, which I guess is easy to say because it's, you know, when there's a kid, you can't, and there's divorce proceedings, you can't be the same. Well, but
Mark's a motherfucker. Like, don't get me wrong. And I'm totally Team Kenya when it comes to all of that. But, I mean, every time something happens, she's like, my marriage to Mark. Like, come on. It's like, you're a 50-something-year-old woman. Like, stop acting like you just fell into a hole, you know?
Well, I just think that, like, she is so much more obnoxious to Marlo. And she says she's obnoxious. She has no time for Marlo because, you know, like Marlo reminds her of her marriage. But like she's like, so then be as obnoxious to Mark too. I think you should be as. I'm like, I want her to be obnoxious to Mark. I'm not saying don't be obnoxious to Marlo too because Marlo is terrible to Kenya. I'm saying let's build on that and apply it towards Mark because he deserves it.
I'm sorry. Do you not think Kenya's being obnoxious to Mark? Because you know she is.
Not the same way she is to Mark. The way that she goes after Marlo is not the same as, at least on camera, is not the way she goes after Mark.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. I see. So then let's
see. Be obnoxious to everyone equally.
I don't know. This is one of those things where it's a housewives fight where you're supposed to take a side, but I'm like, you both kind of suck. So you're putting, it's a quandary. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a quandary.
I mean, the truth is this, Kenya, let's be honest. Kenya is also doing what she can. She's working overtime to assign lots of like emotional heft to her thing. Like, oh, I'm angry at Marlo because it reminds me of when I like jumped out of a moving vehicle because my grandma sent me back to my mom. And she also reminds me of my husband too. Right. And she reminds me of the time I went to the learning annex and spilled my orange juice on my favorite shoes. Right. You know, like
she's weaponizing trauma.
Yeah. But then again, Marlo
over
is
and over. It's like a machine. It's a trauma machine gun. Okay. It's like, oh, yeah. that trauma's not good enough. Well, I've got another magazine of trauma.
But this is also why Kenya's the best at what she does, because like that's what we look for in our villains, to weaponize their own trauma.
Well, I don't know what Marlo thinks. She's obviously going up against Kenya and Candy on purpose. You know, that's like her plan for the season. And just watching it backfiring is hilarious, because say what you want about Kenya, she's a pro.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She knows what she's doing.
So Marlo is like, okay, like, let's go, everybody. Let's just finally go. And Candy's like, these women are like children. They need to jump it out. But Kenya won't jump with Marlo. So then Marlo's like, come on, someone jump with me. It's going to be fun. Meanwhile, Kenya's on her phone like, well, if it's not the same, then you can just refund it. So I don't know if she's talking about her Airbnb. I don't know why I care.
I have no idea.
And then Marlo starts her preaching again. She's like, I said, Jesus helped me with the devil. And he said, let me deal with the devil.
Yeah, she's like, I jumped on that trampoline and I jumped right up into heaven. So now she's going to do this thing of like, we're going to go. I'm going to put it to the side because I'm going to be the bigger person. I'm like, the bigger person, you're going to be the bigger person, like regarding the ridiculous, you know, stipulations you added to this trip in the first place.
Yeah. You're being the bigger person by getting over the drama that you started. Okay. Yeah. So driving, they're finally driving. Okay. It's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours later or whatever. So Drew, Sonia, and Sheree and Marlo are in one car and they're just all staring at their phones. And in the other car, Fatoum and Manyeta are in back, and you know, Manyeta's just got her arm over and Fatoum's waving her arms like, let me at her! Let me at her!
So they get to this gem mining place and the guy behind the counter is not happy because he clearly was like been waiting for 2.5 hours for everyone to arrive. Probably, you know, like he closed his gem shack and was supposed to be shooting this a while ago. So he's all pissy. And so they come in, and they're walking around this little shop, and there's a sign that says Trump 2024, LOL. And Kenya, like, takes it, and she, like, brings it up to him, and she's like, oh, here, you left this. Just cleaning up the place a little bit. Looked a little dirty. Looked a little out of place. A little angry. I wanted them to get into a fight over it just because, like, this would have been a chance where Kenya could have literally been like, I have met Donald Trump. I was on The Apprentice. Like, she could have pulled The Apprentice card. It just would have been fun to watch.
This was so good. And this Charlie guy, you know, he just cleans his gun all day. He just has that look about him. And he's just, like, not into it at all. He's just looking at him like, ugh. And she's like, sorry, ruffled your Trump sign. Here you go. I died. So then he's showing them his fucking con of a business where they stand at a trough of sand and then wash it off to find rocks. I mean, fucking Charlie,
did you say that the sand was like imported from like West Virginia or something like that? I mean, they were just like, yeah, washing off sand. It's like, I think, is this a gem or this says it looks like it's actually a ticket stub, American Airlines, Atlanta to DC, January 6th. I don't know. Is that a gem?
Why was this gem in the seaboarding class? Did this gem not pay to get early seating on Southwest? So this turns out to be super lame and everyone is unimpressed, right? And so then they're sitting down looking at their gems and Drew's sitting at this picnic table. So Fatoum just comes and sits across from her and Drew immediately bolts up and walks off. And Fatoum's like,
oh yeah, why are you running? Huh? Why are you running? Where are you going? You got a problem? Come on, come back.
She starts yelling at her like a daughter. Cause, sit down. Sit down. Are you scared? Are you scared? Like,
and Drew's just like, meh, 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 meh. Put your puppy on a leash. Bark, bark, bark. She's a dog. Bark, bark.
Oh, you got nothing to say now? She's acting dumb. Is that what it is, mister? Well, guess what? I got cigarettes. I'll be giving you two packs for $3, huh, mister?
Okay, so now it's time to leave. And Marlo's like, sorry, Charlie. Sorry that the ladies came to your establishment and acted a fool. He's like,
y'all have a wonderful day now you here.
He puts his Nancy Pelosi dartboard back up on the wall.
He's like, thanks clear. For visiting. Thanks, Obama, the gem mine.
So then they drive back and Marlo's like, I don't know how to keep my energy positive anymore. I'm just drained. And my nephew's birthday is tomorrow. So she's decided that she wants to pivot into,
victimhood. Nothing works. So now she's just going to straight up be a victim. Yeah. You know, here's how to make the energy better. You go up to Kenya and you say, Kenya, I was an asshole to you for screen time. Sorry. I was being a shitty friend and talking behind your back. Sorry. That's how. I mean, yeah. I know it's too easy for these shows, but Marlo acting like, oh, I can't believe this is happening to me. I just wanted a break after kicking the children out to my sister who's already taken care of four toddlers.
Do you know how hard it is to be in a giant house alone with just the memories of kids that you don't have to take care of anymore, knowing that they're in a two-bedroom apartment with your sister? It's so, so hard for me.
But then, of course, Kenya sucks, too, because she's in her car like, what did she say the plan was tomorrow? I can't imagine it's any good. Okay. So then Marlo, then back to Marlo, she's like, I'm drained. I'm stressed. I can't anymore. My nephew has a birthday tomorrow. I can't take this. I'm like, how are you stressed that your nephew has a birthday when you ditched him on his birthday? You keep compounding on how how terrible this is.
Yeah.
It's like so you bad. Kick them out, then you go on a vacation. That makes it more terrible. And it's his birthday. I mean, for Christ's sake, lady.
Yeah, it's so, so bad. So now Marlo is like, it was so fun before Kenya got here. I made the worst decision inviting her here. And we see flashbacks to last episode where they were having so much fun without her. And Sheree's basically like, Marlo, you're starting to crack. Kenya should not have shown up and Marlo shouldn't have invited her. Basically, Sheree is kind of like, Marlo, I mean, she's telling us this, but she's like, Marlo, if you want to be a Real Housewife, you can't crack under these situations. You got to pull through.
Right. Like, we've got a show to shoot here.
Production paid for this giant-ass house, okay? They want to use it every single day that they have it.
The best part of this to me was they go home and they show Fatoum trying to get in a door. She's like at a door like, yeah, you got a problem? Get out of here. Sheree's like, Fatoum, what are you doing? She's like, get out of here. She's like, don't let them take your energy. Fatoum, come on. And Fatoum's like, I don't have no energy. It's too late. It's gone. Like, is Fatoum trying to get into Drew's room? What is going on?
Yeah, seriously. So now Marlo has like a group meeting in the living room. It's like the real world. She's like, all right, well, thanks for coming down, ladies. The reason for this trip is for me to relax and to recharge and to bond with you all. And I've done everything but recharge. And I feel worse than when I left. And it hurts so freaking bad. And I just want us to all respect each other and have a good time. And so Fatima is like,
Marlo, can I say something to you? I apologize to you. I should have been the bigger person, but I was attacked, so I could not ignore it. I should not have stayed angry, but I couldn't help it. Some people just do that to me. I'm so sorry I did not take the higher road over this piece of shit over here to my left. No.
Drew's like, I'm right here. You can say it to me. She goes, shut the fuck up. You want a piece of me? Come get me. It's like waving her arms on the couch. Like, no one's even holding you back now, Fatoum. Stop waving your arms around.
She's going to start shooting pistols into the air out of each hand. She's like Yosemite Sam. She's like, psh, 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 psh.
So Drew's like, get your puppy, Sheree. Okay, Drew, you know what? It wasn't even amusing the first time.
No.
But seriously, you need a Brandon. Okay? You need
I know. A Brandon. God. I know. And then she goes, here, get it, fetch. And she takes a bone, a dog bone, out of her bag and throws it on the ground. And everyone's like, oh.
Drew, bring in props. And Candy's like, so she brought a doggy bone from her house? And Drew's like, you can't handle a dog with anything but tricks. And Sonia's like, she's got a husband, kids, and 15 assistants, but she does not have a dog. Okay.
So the producer is like, do you own a dog, Drew? And she goes, I used to own a dog. It's like, oh wow, Drew, that's so sad. You had to like really like plan out that moment. So then Fatoum is like,
that's it? That's what you have, bone? That's all you can do?
You know what I got? Peanuts, popcorn, cracker jack, dum dum.
Cotton candy. Who wants some cotton candy?
So then Marlo continues after this little drama. She's like, oh, my head. Okay, I know we've all got things going on, but this is about Marlo right now. I just want to be happy, and I'm not happy. So I've called for cars, and I want everyone to leave.
Thanks, but no thanks for making me feel better. So Kenya just stands up. She's like, this is such bullshit. So she stands up to go to get out of here. And then everyone else is sort of trying to be like, but really? And when I was like, I wanted this trip to be uplifting. And I didn't have a support system like I wanted. And Moneta's like, but I think as like, you know, like we're all black women and we should all come together and get along. Like this is what we should be doing. And Mara's like, no, I can't.
I wanted to be uplifted from the drama that I myself started and used to ruin this entire trip. You're yelling at everyone else. You are the problem. You and Kenya are the fucking problem. My God. I thought you were going to pull everybody together and apologize for being such an asshole on this trip. Yeah. But nope. So basically, Kenya gets what she wants, right? It's like Marlo failed. Marlo failed, yeah. And she failed a group trip badly. So this was pathetic. So then Marlo's in her room with her stylist, and she's like, I just can't do it. I came here to heal myself. And what's up with Sheree's friend anyway? What's going on with her? And you just hear Fatoum like,
come on, you want a piece of me?
It's like, let her have her time. Just please let her have her time.
She needs to just sort of yell out that energy, and then she'll be tuckered out. And that was the episode.
Oh, so, my God, the silliness.
It was very, very silly. Like, 90-minute fight in the driveway. God, production must have been going mad. Production was probably fine with it, because they're like, oh, this is good content. It's probably just the drivers just sitting there waiting. Must have been aggravating. Yeah.
Oh, fun times. Well, thanks, everybody, for being here today. We'll be over at Take a Seat tonight on Spotify Live and every Monday night, 7 p.m. Pacific. Okay. We'll be back tomorrow with some Below Deck Med and the rest of the week with Beverly Hills. We're going to take on Dubai again this week since the schedule has opened up. And then Southern Charm. So come on back now, you hear?
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels,
Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Regal.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
Hail the Cork Master, the Master of the Cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.